You are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Sun's weekly radio program right here on KDNK Radio in Carbondale, Colorado. If you haven't picked up a newspaper yet, there is one fresh on the stands. You can find it up and down the valley from Aspen or Airport Business Center to Glenwood Springs. We have a special show for you today in store regarding a story by Mickey Jones, our arts correspondent, regarding Aspen Community Theater's upcoming show Rumors, which is the first play non-musical in 25 years. And we have with us Mr. Travis Lane McDiffitt. Did I pronounce your last name correctly, Travis?
That is correct. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining. And so I guess to start, could you give us a little bit of your personal background with Aspen Community Theater?
Sure. So I came to the Valley back in the early 2000s. I was a cast member for the Crystal Palace Dinner Theater in Aspen and was recruited shortly after arriving by the then producer Rita Hunter to start being in some shows with Aspen Community Theater. And it worked perfectly because off season, of course, which we're in the midst of right now, is the one free time that most working actors, at least at the Crystal Palace, had available. And so I started doing shows with them and continued for the last 20 years. And now I am about 5 years ago, I started getting involved with the board heavily and taking on some of the roles as a producer. And then that's where I've landed now as full-time lead producer. I've been producing for the last four shows exclusively by myself, with, of course, lots of help from fellow board members and other theater participants in the Valley. But
awesome. And for like a novice in terms of the entertainment industry, what do the duties of a producer entail for a organization like Aspen Community Theater?
It can be a variety of things, but everything from locating some of the tech people, so lighting, set design, construction, director, music director, if you're doing a musical, helping sort of line those positions and pull them together, and then kind of a catch-all position. There's probably a more official listing for someone who does this as a living. Obviously, this is not a living for me. It's actually a part-time, but more than part-time, sometimes job that I do on a volunteer basis every year. And so I, you know, do everything from helping to construct the sets, to paint them, to load them in the truck when we move them around. And then a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, talking to people, doing interviews such as this, and coordinating all of the teams to try to get the show up and running.
Fantastic. And Aspen Community Theater is getting ready to celebrate 50 years in 2026. Is that right?
That is correct.
That's so exciting. And do you know a little bit of the history there, how it got started?
I don't know the official origin story. A better source might be Brad Moore in that respect.
Okay.
But, you know, the basis of every community theater is just wanting to bring people together to do a show. And you're either an actor who likes to perform or somebody who likes to perform on the stage itself and be a behind the scenes, whether you're a costume person or a painter or even an orchestra member, because we often use live musicians for our shows. So there are multiple ways for people to be involved, and that's usually what is the sort of root of the formation of a community theater, is a bunch of people who may have done it in high school, did it in college, or just enjoyed acting but didn't go into that as a career, but want to continue that into their adult lives. And so they usually form and put on anything from plays to musicals, and we did both for, you know, about half of our organization's existence. But in the early 2000s, it became too much of a burden on the producing staff, and so they lessened the load a bit, and we kind of became the home for doing a musical in the Valley. But there's been a big push by a lot of actors to do just a straight play, and This kind of seemed, as we're coming into that 50th year and not having done one for a long time, it seemed kind of the perfect moment to revisit that storytelling version.
I want to get into that a little bit more here in a minute, but just out of curiosity, have plays typically been at the Aspen District Theater or at the Wheeler Opera House?
The home for ACT has been all over the place, honestly. Everything from, you know, performances in hotels and in bars, until there became, you know, a home or a proper theater. There wasn't necessarily an opportunity to be on the, you know, the grand stages of the Wheeler or the District. Plays primarily, I think, were in the smaller spaces. Again, they stopped doing plays before I came to the Valley, so I didn't really have that experience with ACT. But I know for a fact that a lot of them took place in very unorthodox locations. So it's great to have a play done by us on the Wheeler stage.
Yeah, that's so exciting. And that's really also just unique and fun and kind of like a troupe-esque way of just like finding venues where you can and bars. I think that's so cool and such a great origin story. Has ACT had a play at the Wheeler Opera House before?
I don't recall. I would have to do a little digging deeper. But I'm not sure, actually. I know they've done musicals on that stage. I'm not sure about the plays, though. I've seen photos that look like maybe they took place on the stage, but I'm not, I guess, thorough enough in that history. Sorry.
No problem. In the case of Aspen District Theater at the Aspen Elementary School, that has been the case, right?
I think that's largely for the bigger productions, such as the musicals. So it doesn't make sense that it would, but it's possible.
Okay. Have the musicals been performed there? Sorry, I'm just trying to...
Yes, okay. That is actually the primary home for most of the large-scale musicals. We have downsized a little bit in the last few years. We did a couple of smaller productions on the stage at the Wheeler Opera House. And then last year, actually, we did our first ever production in the high school Black Box Theater here in Aspen. A much smaller venue, but it was an intimate show that sort of fit that space a lot better.
Okay, fantastic. The Aspen District Theater is so beautiful. I went to elementary school up there and also got to actually do the fly rail for the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Nutcracker 1 year, which was really fun, after elementary school. But it's such a big, beautiful theater. And then, of course, the Wheeler is so special, just the history. And so this is really exciting that the first play, and again, in 25 years that ACT has put on, will be performed at the Wheeler Opera House. And what dates are those again? Is that?
So we play at the Wheeler Opera House November 13th through the 16th. The Thursday, Friday, and Saturday shows are evenings at 7, and then the matinee on Sunday is at 2 p.m.
Okay. And then also very exciting, and I want to spend definitely some time talking about this a little later, but the show will also be taken further down Valley, or actually, in fact, to the Colorado River Valley this year. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. So the Wheeler has a very full schedule nowadays, and so we were only able to secure 1 week in that venue. Typically, we run our shows for 2 weeks, and so we had actually talked in the past about maybe looking at some Down Valley venue options, and it just never really came to fruition. Either the shows we were doing were musicals, and they were too big and impossible to move, or just too complicated. But as this show began to unfold, and especially with that limitation placed on us by the Opera House, we were like, well, maybe this, especially since it's a play, it's a unit set, so you don't have a lot of moving pieces, we should explore the possibility of traveling this show to another location. That was enforced by the director we chose, Wendy Tennis, who was very instrumental in getting us into the Ute Theater in Rifle, Colorado. And we're very excited to travel that to that venue for three shows the following weekend. It'll be there November 21st through the 23rd, two evening shows and a Sunday matinee as well.
That's so
fun. It's a great gift. You know, I mean, we've had actors come to us from all over that corridor. In fact, we even last year had actors come from as far away as Rifle to be in the show that we did last year. And so it was just kind of the perfect storm of everything happening together and sort of giving back and accommodating audiences who maybe can't, you know, make it up to Aspen to see one of our shows and instead bring the wonderful theater we do to them.
Absolutely. And that's cool. You're going from one historical theater to another because the Ute certainly has some historical roots as well. That's so exciting. And so 25 years since a traditional play or a non-musical, how did y'all come to settle on Rumors?
So that, again, was an introduction to us from the director. We came to her with a list of shows that we sort of had in our mind, things that we thought would be play well with our audiences. We had some criteria. We wanted it to be a smaller to medium cast unit set. Like we said, we wanted something simple because there are limitations on the Wheeler stage as well. And we wanted fun. We wanted laughter. We wanted something that was comedy instead of dramatic or sad. We feel like nowadays it's great to make people laugh. And so we wanted something that was really going to fit that bill. And she countered with a couple of shows. And this farce by Neil Simon, Rumors, is hitting that out of the ballpark. It's just going to be a wonderful and hilarious production.
That's fantastic. Have you gotten to sit in on some of the rehearsals?
Oh, several. I got to sit through what they call a sweat through, where it's the first time that the actors have to be completely off of using their scripts book, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't call for line either. So they had to just do the show as if they were doing it. And they have so stepped up to the highest bar possible, and we're just, you know, knocking all the jokes out of the park. It'll be great to finally get this in front of an audience because I laugh, but I'm not a loud laugher. And so to actually hear a response, I think the actors are going to so appreciate that when we open this next Thursday.
That's great. I've been known to be a loud laugher. And my Uncle Lou, I've seen theater with him, and he has such a distinct laugh. And I always imagine that I do as well. And that it could just be like if someone were on stage and knew me, that it would be like, oh, that's James laughing.
Might be a little distracting.
Yeah.
Encouraging. It could be encouraging to hear a familiar voice, for sure.
Yeah. For our listeners, you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program right here on KDNK. We are speaking today with Travis Lane McDiffitt, of a producer with Aspen Community Theater, about the upcoming production of Rumors, first at the Wheeler Opera House, November 13th through 16th, and then going down to the Ute Theater in Rifle, which is really exciting. And what are those dates again? Sorry, Travis.
That's November 21st through the 23rd.
Okay, fantastic. And so this move to, it's exciting. You're performing at both these historical theaters, this wonderful play. That sounds like a very funny play. But particularly taking it down to the Ute is this step to kind of expand access further down valley. Could you talk a little bit more about that and if that's a new part of Aspen Community Theater's mission?
I wouldn't say it's going to be an ongoing effort for every show that we do, but it's definitely something that we would like to continue to explore, especially with things like we're planning probably a large musical for next fall again, and just the limitations of the venues around here we were planning to perform that on the district stage next fall. So it's unlikely a show like that could travel with any sort of ease to anything those smaller theaters that just couldn't accommodate the size of the set and the cast and whatnot. However, if the opportunity presents itself, we absolutely see the benefit in expanding the reach and giving, you know, even more opportunity to the surrounding areas and bringing it to, you know, bringing a future play maybe or a small scale musical to a home like the Ute. And, you know, we've made great connections with the theater down there. And so it's always going to be something on our radar and that we will communicate and share with them and see if maybe there is a fit with something that we have planned in the near future.
Well, that's great. And just to be open to that and have this opportunity to bring theater down to the Colorado River Valley where, there's not nearly as much performing arts or really art access as much as on the towards Aspen and further up Valley and in the Roaring Fork Valley. So that's really exciting and wonderful. It also seems like the access in terms of like people who want to participate in theater and actors, it looks like some of these actors even come from Down Valley and as far as Newcastle and even Rifle.
Correct. Yeah, it's been, and that's not just a new thing. It's happened for many years. It was a little easier to accommodate this year. In fact, we did, we've done over half of the rehearsal process in valleys located what we would call Down Valley, Glenwood, and at a venue there in town in Glenwood Springs, and then actually we're currently at the Sopras Theater that you mentioned earlier, rehearsing on their stage. The set we wanted to get a little, because it has to be assembled, disassembled, assembled, disassembled a couple of times as we move between the spaces. We wanted to get a sort of a head start on that process because it can be complicated. And so the Sopras Theater Company offered up their space to us for rehearsal for 2 weeks. And so we've actually had the actors on set during this time, which is not normal. It's very common for us to come into a show, barely a week out and finally have the set in place. So it's been there's been a lot of different things happening as far as this production goes, and it's only benefited the outcome. It's really going to make a difference.
That's wonderful, and really cool that like that collaboration between theater companies like Sopras Theater Company at Colorado Mountain College, Spring Valley's campus, and Aspen Community Theater. Is Brad Moore up at? I know he's up at Sopras Theater Company and heads that theater and has been doing that for quite some time. He's also had some steady involvement with Aspen Community Theater. Is he a board member?
Yes. And he actually was in the very first ever production that ACT did back in the 1970s. And so he's been around and part of this organization for most of its life. And, you know, a great asset, you know, his knowledge and skill in the theater department, you know, being an educator, of course, helps immensely. But just his experience has been of in immense benefit to me as, you know, a fledgling producer. I mean, I didn't start out as a producer. I've been a teacher and an actor most of my life, but I hadn't really been that strongly involved in the behind the scenes stuff. So his advice and input as I've grown into this role has been invaluable in making these shows happen.
He's a great mentor. I've had the pleasure of being mentored somewhat by Brad. So can you tell us a little bit about the actors which actors from around the valley, from Rifle to Woody Creek, it sounds like, will be performing?
Sure. Do you want me to do the whole roster, or are you wanting just to, because I might have to pull up some notes to make sure I don't mess up anybody's name.
Or if you just want to pick out a couple and maybe their relation to the script, that would be great.
Oh, sure. Well, so we've got some It's a nice mix of regular actors who, you know, have done multiple Aspen Community Theater shows, as well as some brand new talent to us, as well as some new people to the Valley. Familiar faces will be people like Gerald DeLisser, Chris Wheatley, Michael Banks. This is actually his second show with us, or I think just second. He may have done more, but second that I'm aware of. And Sherry Brinker are performers who have been here in this in our productions previously. And then a bunch of new faces. Mircea Oprea, who's fairly new to the Valley, is playing Lenny, who is one of the major characters in the show, has probably one of the most difficult monologues to present and is just knocking it out of the park. We've got Rebecca Horn, who is also newer to the Valley and got involved, and she's playing Claire. If you like sarcasm and sass, you're going to love everything that comes out of her mouth. And jumping back to Gerald, Gerald is always, he always does a great job with all his roles, and he's got several very hilarious moments in this production. Sherry Brinker as well, has her character is a little kooky and off the wall, and so she's got some great interjections and incidental actions that add to the chaos and the laughter. But yeah, we've got a wonderful mix. I didn't cover everybody. There's several names I didn't cover.
I'm looking at the list right now, and you're right. There's like at least 12, I think, here. Yeah.
Yeah, I think 10 total.
Okay.
But still, they're all wonderful and doing a great job. So hopefully y'all can come see them.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you seen a production of this play before?
I had not. So after my first experience was reading it after it was submitted to me by the director. ACT has produced it previously. Back in 1993, it was done here in Aspen by the community theater when they were still doing two shows a year. So it's kind of also fun to bring that back as we you know, a show that we have done in the Valley previously as we head into that 50th celebration.
And we may have touched on this a little bit, but do you think, since Rumors is the first traditional play, non-musical, do you think this will become a trend for Aspen Community Theater?
I would like it to be. I would like some more variety. I don't know that we'll ever be able to get back to the level of doing two shows a year. We're not going to count anything out at this point. But I think a nice variety it will be appreciated not only by the audiences, but the performers as well. Because like I mentioned, there were many people who came out of the woodwork when they realized it was a play and were excited for the opportunity to do something that didn't have to have them learn a tap dance or sing in a choreographed, you know, dance number. So, I personally, if I have my way, I will continue to encourage that. And we'll just have to see if the board supports it and the community turns out and makes it a worthwhile effort.
And it's so lovely to have a variety, like you said. And so hats off to you and to the rest of the team, the community that makes up Aspen Community Theater. We only have a few minutes left, Travis. Is there anything that you'd like to add before we wrap up our show today?
I probably should mention where you can get tickets. So
yeah.
the best route would be to visit our website. So go to aspencommunitytheater.org, and you'll hit a landing page, click on the ticket bar, and it'll give you options for both theaters. Aspen ShowTix at the Wheeler Opera House handles all the sales here. In Aspen, and again, those show dates are November 13th through the 16th. Tickets at the Wheeler are $30. And then the Ute is handling the rifle side of things, and we have a direct link to their page. Again, those show dates are November 21st through 23rd. They're actually running a special right now. If you buy your tickets early, they're only $25. Day of performance, they will be $30.
And yeah, so a good landing page, it looks like, is your all's website, aspencommunitytheater.org, where people can find tickets for each show, like Travis said. Travis, I look forward to the show. I'm kind of right in the middle. I live in Glenwood, so it'll either be the Ute or the Wheeler. I may take up the $5 discount at the Ute, and I don't think I've ever seen a play there before. I've seen musical performances, but not a play. Thank you so much for joining today on Everything Under the Sun. I hope that everyone just, you know, break a leg and look forward to this production.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time and supporting local theater.
Absolutely. Thank you, Travis.
The Aspen Community Theater presents Rumors by Neil Simon, opening tonight at the Wheeler Opera House at 7 p.m. and continuing through the weekend with Friday and Saturday's showings at 7 p.m. and a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. And for the Colorado River Valley listeners, you can catch the production next weekend, November 21st through 23rd, when the show will travel to the Ute Theater in Rifle, with Friday and Saturday showings again at 7, and also a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. Enjoy the show. Thank you for listening to Everything Under the Sun.